My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
On 95.7 The Game, appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands in Lathrop? And it's time for Cleared to Play, where we take you inside the tent, get you updated on the latest injuries in the Bay. Proud to partner with UCSF Health on this segment and bring in our friend, Professor of Orthopedic Surgery, Dr. Nirav Pandya. And Doc, great to have you. And unfortunately, or maybe fortunately, this is the first time in all of our talks that we've had to talk about this kind of an injury, which is a gunshot wound. Unbelievable, and thankfully Ricky's okay, but what is your doctor assessment on his football future after this incident?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, I think obviously the most important thing, he's alive and avoided major injury, and as Dan was talking about, I think during the crossover, anytime you see a bullet go through that area, you get worried about the lungs, you worry about the heart. So the fact that he is walking out of San Francisco General the next day and potentially was working out, it sounded like, based on reports, is pretty remarkable. But unfortunately, in the area we live in, we do see a lot of athletes who do have to deal with gun violence. And one of the key things for these young athletes getting them back to play is, number one, how much damage was done when the bullet went into the muscle. But one thing that's more important with bullet wounds is that there's a lot of energy that gets dissipated around that. So it's not just the structures that get injured, but all the energy that kind of goes around it. So the zone of injury is much bigger. So even though you're worried, is this just his pectoral muscle? Is it just kind of more localized damage? There can be a lot of impact to ligaments and tendons and nerves as well, too. So hopefully everything ends up being okay with him. We're basically just then waiting for that muscle strength to get back, just like any other injury, beyond obviously the mental hurdles and emotional hurdles are there. But in general, when we see athletes like this who haven't broken a bone, there's not any major joint injury potentially, and usually you're landing at 4 to 6 weeks. It's just like any other soft tissue injury. You need to get that area healed. The tough thing is, how confident are you going to be? And, you know, getting a blow to that area, even though necessarily it's not going to be a muscular issue, but just what does that raise emotionally and mentally for an individual? Because I've seen a lot of athletes who suffer these injuries struggle with this when they get back on the field.
I can't imagine, Doc, and I just am so happy that he was able to escape with just minor injuries. I was wondering about the wounds, because you have an exit wound and an entrance wound. Are those going to be healed after 4 weeks, theoretically, to where that shouldn't be a problem with him taking a blow in that area?
Yeah, usually they do. Typically with, and unlike other kind of wounds in the body, typically with gunshot wounds, you usually let them stay open. You don't close them because you basically want any kind of infection or any material to kind of come out. So it's a little different than a regular wound where you stitch it up and you kind of go. So that can take a little bit longer to heal, but most of these will usually heal in with about 2 weeks. And obviously there is some sensitivity there, but based on, you know, obviously the reports and the videos, this looks like an area that'll be covered with his kind of shoulder pad. So that will give him a little extra protection and hopefully shouldn't be a major issue for him receiving contact and causing a lot of pain.
Unbelievable story. And at least at this point, it's gone as well as we could have hoped. Let's get to the holdouts and what kind of an injury risk they are running. Trent Williams shows up today. You know, obviously a very, very large man, and he's 36 years old. The fact that he missed camp to you means what?
You know, in an ideal world, you know, he'd want 3 to 4 weeks to ramp up, but not super concerned about him. He's got this week. I was a little bit worried if you're suddenly going into Saturday, Sunday, and then he signs, and then you've got 1 or 2 days. I think the big thing for him is, how quickly can you replicate game speed, and can he get comfortable? Because if he's not really ready for game speed, then you worry about, will there be some soft tissue things that pop up? But in general, if you look at his career, most of his issues have come kind of week 7, week 8, week 9, when kind of that wear starts building up on him. So for a player like that, actually missing camp may be a little bit of a blessing in disguise. He's kind of threaded that needle appropriately where he's not wearing down during camp, and then he gets a little bit of time to work into playing. So hopefully it won't be a major issue for him, and he's got enough time to get up to game speed and not worry about those soft tissue injuries building up.
Does the same thing apply in a ramp up for Brandon Ayuk, or is it more challenging for a guy who's going to be doing a lot more high speed running and turning and pivoting in the open field?
Yeah, it's definitely more of an issue for Brandon Ayuk. And I think for him, because of the nature of the position he plays, essentially what he's doing is you go from, you know, obviously working out on your own, but not going to game speed, to suddenly going to a game where you're essentially running a track meet. You have to go full speed, then you got to recover, and then you're running again, and you're worried about getting hit. So there's just a lot of things you can't replicate if he's working out on his own. So for Brandon, I do worry a little bit about that soft tissue injury, the hamstrings and the quad. So if the team's smart about limiting the number of reps he get, I think that'll be less of an issue and kind of ramp him up over a couple weeks. But definitely the concern for Ayuk missing camp is a lot greater than Trent Williams.
Doc Pandya with us, cleared to play. Doc, just a name that we haven't been talking about much because it's kind of over here on the back burner, but I wonder if you could give fans a realistic thought of what Dre Greenlaw's season might look like.
Yeah, so his surgery was February 15th, so he's kind of coming right around that seventh-month mark. And we know that in general, with Achilles injuries, right around 6 months is where you're kind of going from that transition of rehabbing to getting your speed and strength and explosiveness back. You know, it sounds like he's not eligible to return to week 5. I think they put him on the injured list, so that puts him right around that eight-month mark. Where you see athletes starting to return to play is really that 8 to 9 month mark in football. The thing that's really hard to tell is, how confident is he going to be? How quickly is that explosiveness going to come back, particularly at that position where he has to react very quickly? So I do think we will potentially see him back. I think the first couple games back, maybe mid-October, November, it may be him playing a little bit less, maybe not looking as explosive, getting that confidence back. But I think the timing fits up well for him to be an impact the second half of the season. This first half of the season may be a little bit touch and go with him.
Doc, great stuff as always. A really important one that we were looking forward to. Thank you so much.
No problem. Take care, guys.
All right, there he is, Doc Pandya. The proceeding was sponsored by UCSF Health.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.